Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back. Big hour. Of, we're going to probe a little more on this Ben Simmons thing a little later in the hour. But, Al, after the disappointment of the loss to the Niners, yeah. I developed a game plan of my own.
What is that?
And the game plan was a delicious 2018 Sauvignon Blanc by Mr. Dick Vermeil.
Ooh, nice.
And you can get delicious Vermeil wines shipped directly to your home. Go to VermeilWines.com for the coach's entire wine selection. Let me see how I do with that. Dick, that was a great year, 2018, wasn't it?
It was, yeah, it was. Our Sauvignon Blanc, the last 2 years have really turned out well for us. The 18s and 18s, yeah.
I found that by day two, I was not feeling the loss nearly as badly, Dick. All right, Dick, let's start with this. It's the morning of the game against Dallas, and you're the Eagles coach. Is everything a little amplified? Tell me what Nick Sirianni is experiencing right now.
Well, I can say if he's anything like me, you know, when he wore the T-shirt beat Dallas during the week, I wore that almost year-round, but I didn't show it to anybody. You know, it's just we carried that theme through a good percentage of training camp in the off season, trying to figure a way that we could beat them because, you know, they were the epitome of the league and especially the NFC at that time. And I just felt if we could ever get our program to the point, we could beat Dallas and we could beat the other people. And, you know, it's I think that holds up, you know, and it hasn't for them in recent years. They haven't been to playoffs and won anything in a long time, but I think he's taking the right approach. You know, you got to find a way to beat Dallas. I just hope it doesn't take him as long as it did me. It took 4 years for me to go to Dallas.
Wow. All right, but they were a great, great team when you were facing them, right, Dick?
Yeah, they were good. They were good.
Right.
And they're not a bad team right now. I think they're on the mend.
All right, well, here's the problem that Nick Sirianni's also facing, and he fully acknowledged it, Dick, that he had a bad play calling game against the Niners. First and goal from the one, some very cutesy plays instead of just jamming it in there. Is that how you learn? I mean, what did you think of the way call plays in the Niner game?
You know, I was disappointed. Of course, if they had scored, I would have thought he was smart. Okay? I was disappointed. You know, I really feel the first thing you do as a head coach is take advantage of your strongest points. And we've all said all year their offensive line is pretty darn good. Now, it hurt him to have the rookie in there, because he didn't block down properly. He didn't step properly with his left foot. Right. And they allowed penetration on one play that broke it all up. But I think he probably will go back to the common sense approach and not try to outsmart somebody there and just get after him physically because he has the tools to do that.
Yeah, Dick, here's the thing. You're referencing Dickerson. You're right. He didn't have a great first game there. And now we're looking at Andre Dillard replacing Jordan Mailata. And Dillard has not shown much of anything so far since he was drafted in the first round. Does that matchup, him going against the Randy Gregory or some of the other guys, Micah Parsons, doesn't that worry you in this game tonight?
Yeah, it would. You know, you don't have your starter in Mailata. But, I'll be surprised if he doesn't play well because I think it's time. They drafted him number one because he could play well in college football. He's been a little bit soft. He's been injured. And I think it's time for him to grow up. You know, like I say, take his diapers off and play. It's time. And I'll be surprised if he doesn't play well.
Dick, one thing that I always admired about you as a coach, you were very analytical. You knew what the percentages were. I'm watching all these games yesterday. I'm watching the Eagles last Sunday. Are coaches going for it on fourth down too often now?
I think so.
You do?
You know, let me say this. If you had analytics on your life, okay, and they said you have a 62% chance to make it, would you gamble on a 62% with your life? And I always felt third and short was gambling with your life game day. You know, so I would want greater odds in my chances of making it, especially in the evaluation process game plan wise. If I only thought I had a 60% chance to make it, I probably wouldn't do it. I'd stay on the conservative side.
Wow. All right. You just referenced that you thought Dallas was a pretty good team. Give me a little scouting report. What do they do well, Dick? What do you have to game plan against? Tell me a little bit about the Cowboys.
Well, they're you know, they lead the league in giveaway takeaway ratio at +4. They've taken the ball away, you know, and Zach has thrown 2 interceptions. But you've got to be careful with them. They've been sometimes giveaway takeaway ratios are luck for over a short period of time in a season. But over a long season, then it's really the ability of the defense to take it away and the offense not giving away. And we're not giving the ball away. We're playing smart football. But I think they got to be very careful. They can't turn the ball over down there. And sooner or later, we're going to start taking it away. They lost to the 49ers last week because the 49ers had 19 more opportunities to move the ball. Remember, I've always said there's only 2 ways you move the ball offensively, running the ball and throwing a completed pass. Okay, last week, 49ers had 60 plays of runs and completed passes. We had 41.
Wow.
If they go into that ratio or anywhere close to that against the Cowboys, they can't beat them. But I think we have a chance. My computer says we're going to lose by 2, but that takes – half the game stats last year and the first 2 games this year and puts it into a composite. So I don't think you can really rely on it, but we're going to have to be a better team than we've been so far to beat Dallas in Dallas.
So your pick is the Eagles tonight, Dick?
No, my pick is Cowboys. You know?
Oh, I misread you. I misread you. And why would that be, Dick?
Well, right now, they're both running the ball and throwing the ball better in a combination than most of the team. You know, Zach is 77. Dak is 77% complete. They have 2 running backs that are doing well. Pollard may be even a little bit better than Ezekiel. I just think the combination and the maturity of their football team might be a little overpowering for us tonight. I'm hoping it won't be, obviously.
Right. Sure.
But I just think they've got too many things going for them right now. They're, 450 yards a game offensively, and they've played some good football teams. You know,
absolutely.
They played some very good football teams.
Dick, I have one last thing I want to ask you about the popularity of the NFL. Because I watched 6 hours of NFL yesterday, highly, highly entertained. Why is it aged so much better as an American sport than baseball or even basketball or hockey? Why is it so much more popular?
Well, first off, you have to watch every play to enjoy it. You know, you can't, you know, your baseball game, you can get up and go get a hot dog, come back, sit down, and the game hasn't changed. But an NFL game, it could change on every snap. So
right.
The game holds you in suspense. Mm. And there's so many gifted players today. Plus, the rules have allowed the offense more room to move comfortably, like receivers coming across the middle and the pass interference calls against defenders who are just doing their job. You know, I just think the game is more exciting rather than, you know, run the ball 48 times and throw it 22. You know, it's just a different game. And the players coming out of college today are more explosive because they've been playing a more wide open spread offense in college. And it carries over on into the NFL. And a lot of college football is influencing the NFL's way of playing. And it's obviously, I watched 9 hours of it yesterday.
Wow. Wow.
And the games were out, just outstanding football games.
Really are, Dick. Dick, as always, it's an honor and a pleasure. Thank you. Vermeil Wines, get them today. Thank you, Dick.
Take care.
All right, Dick Vermeil with some great insights into what's going on.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.